You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client, and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi everyone, this is Anne-Marie, and we have another fantastic show lined up for you today. How to recode your money DNA for automatic wealth attraction with Melanie Benson-Strick. Now, is money making easy, but keeping money flowing in consistently without working 70 plus hours a week a challenge that puzzles you? Or maybe you worry about not having enough money no matter how much you make and find yourself working way too hard to keep up. Or maybe you've hit a plateau in your financial growth, and even though you have a much bigger vision to accomplish, well, guess what? There is a secret code, an abundance code, lying dormant inside each and every one of us. And my guess today, she is America's leading authority on optimum performance, and she calls it your money DNA. Now, in 2003, she was on the verge of giving up on her business, but Melanie personally discovered how to unlock this code and was able to transform her business from $1,000 a month into six-figure business in just under 9 months. And on today's show, Melanie's going to share her wisdom so that you can know the cost of focusing only on strategy when you need to reboot your mindset, and know how the difference is, what the difference is, and when you need each. She'll also be talking about the six money DNA blueprints and how to identify which one is currently running your success programming, and how your seemingly innocent thoughts can be unconsciously sabotaging your ability to generate higher levels of success and banish the cycle of chasing clients or leads. So welcome to the show, Melanie.
Thank you. And I'm so glad our paths are crossing and we get to talk about one of my absolute favorite subjects on the entire planet, money mindset.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I say, Melanie, and you probably do too, is that you can have the best systems in place, the best strategies in place, the best team in place, but if you don't have the right money mindset in place, you can still continue to struggle. Do you find that?
Totally. You know, I really found that it doesn't matter what you know and how great your project plan is, how great the strategy is, if you don't have a success program running inside that is going to allow you to have what you're focusing on the outside, it will never work. Mm-hmm. We will sabotage and do all these crazy things that entrepreneurs do to somehow mysteriously kind of blow it up or push it away. And I found that a lot of people, and I've done this myself, really smart, really capable business owners and entrepreneurs, we unconsciously reject the thing we want most. And that's where I think a lot of the overwhelm and frustration and that feeling like you're trying to, you know, you're beating your head against a wall, or you're trying to push these really big boulders upstream. It's because we're really feeling that drag of resistance because we're not energetically aligned with what we want.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I know that you've been mentoring entrepreneurs and coaches for over 10 years now. So what would you say is the biggest reason behind all of our cash flow challenges? I mean, we've spoken about money mindset, so you might want to delve into that a bit deeper. But are there any other challenges that you've recognized?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that can go wrong, and you know, from not having the right strategies to not having the right mindset, you know, it runs the gamut, which is I think why it makes it a little confusing sometimes for entrepreneurs. But, you know, I always say if you're doing the right things in the right order and you're not getting the right results, we've got to go look inside. We've got to kind of pull apart the success program that you're running. And one of the biggest ahas I had in my own journey was the discovery that our brains are wired. The way we're wired is we run a program that generates an outcome. So whatever experience you're having right now, whatever the results are that you're generating right now, that is a result of your success program. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like those results, then chances are the program you're running is not designed to get it. And I found in myself, and then having worked with so many different entrepreneurs over the years to recode their money DNA, I've found that we don't actually realize consciously what our program is, but unconsciously, like a computer that's running a program that opens up, you know, your Word documents or your Skype or your, you know, whatever your web browser is, we have a program that is dictating what we focus on, what thoughts go through our mind, what actions we will take, and more importantly, what we see as an opportunity versus reject as not possible for us. And we're doing it automatically all the time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So with that money DNA, the programming that you're talking that is running often unconsciously, I think that's what you call the money DNA blueprint. And so I'm sure people mm-hmm. are thinking right now, how do we form this program? Do you want to speak more sure. about that?
Yeah. So I'll talk about what the blueprints are in a minute, because I'm so fascinated by them. And I think everyone that goes through my free training, they've found themselves in at least one of them. But, you know, how these blueprints are formed starts in a very, very familiar place for each and every one of us. And it's the way we grow up. The way we grow up, the thoughts and attitudes and behaviors of the people that we grow up with have a huge influence on our blueprint. Now, it can work in one of two ways. Either we adopt those blueprints and we just kind of move into that program that was running for our family or whoever we grew up with, or we reject theirs and rebel against it and try to pursue the opposite, and that creates our blueprint. So either way, it starts with a set of beliefs, attitudes, and I like to, and this is very common terminology, but I like to refer to them as a story that we buy into. So let me kind of break it down really fast, and I know we're just going to hit the highlights today because we're only going to have a short period of time. So I will share how you can go deeper into this if this is up for you and you're interested in learning how it really works. But the baseline is you have a thought that goes off in your mind when you have an experience. Let's say you have a client call you and they say, oh, I'm going to close out this month. And all of a sudden you go into panic, right? Mm-hmm. So that stimulation creates a thought in your mind, oh my God, where's the money going to come from? And that triggers a story that you've created for yourself of that ties into your core beliefs of there's never enough, or, you know, I don't deserve success, so it's always going to fall apart, or whatever the core belief is. And we spend years, Anne-Marie, and I'm sure you know this, but we spend years going around collecting evidence to substantiate this story, because when we have a story that's running as our core program, we literally run around in this world only able to see that evidence, those details, those situations that match the story that we've been telling. But interestingly enough, there's all this other stuff happening and going on, and we don't actually see it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't show up for us in our radius.
Yes. So we're really only highlighting and really, I guess, drawing into us the things that are proving our beliefs and our stories to be true, which on many occasions are unhelpful. So I want to know more about these six money DNA blueprints. Can you share a little bit more about those?
Sure. I'll hit the high note. I'll just tell you what they are, and then I'll just talk about a couple of them in more depth, because I think there's a couple of common ones everybody can relate to.
Yeah.
And actually, recently, I've decided to make a seventh one, because I was seeing a pattern that was so distinct. It had to get its own. So we've now evolved it to seven. The first one is called the avoider. Mm-hmm. And the avoider is like an ostrich that puts their head in the sand, and they just kind of abdicate responsibility and any interest at all with money. The second one is an under-earner, and that's someone who perpetually struggles to make the amount of money they could make, but they don't see that it's possible for them to make any more. Mm-hmm. The third is the spender. And the spender has a pattern of throwing money at problems and situations and just believes that money will solve all problems, even though they probably don't have enough of it and they have no idea what they have to work with. Then we move into something I call the monk. So blueprint number four is the monk. And the monk is the belief system that it's not okay to have money, or it's not spiritual to have money. So they literally reject having money as a spiritual premise. Like, they don't go together for them. Mm-hmm. And these are typically people that have some kind of a transformational or do good type of calling in the world. And they've made their career about that. The next one, and I know no one can relate to this. This one's called the busy addict. Mm-hmm. And the busy addict is someone who is constantly chasing all of these opportunities and ideas. And they fill their life so full of busyness that they have no idea what's working and what's not working. And they literally waste more time and more money than they make. So they've confused being busy with being productive. And they tend to never really reach their full earning potential. And then the last of the six that are the damaging ones is what I call the hoarder. And the hoarder at first glance seems like they should be wealthy, but they have this constriction cycle with money. So they're afraid of losing money. So they run around and they collect all this money and they build up a lot of money. And then they're holding onto it so tightly that it actually pushes away more money. Mm-hmm. And that's a really interesting cycle, because at first glance, you think this person's going to be really good with money, but they're so scared and they're so stingy with it that their money actually dries up over time, and then they have to start the cycle all over. So they have lots of up and down.
Sure.
The last one, this is actually the healthy one, which is the goal, and it's a Thrive blueprint. And a Thrive blueprint is the person who's automatically generating the level of success, because that's their expectation. Mm-hmm. And they're wired for that.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious, which one do you want to know more of, Anne-Marie? Which one do you want me to focus on?
Well, I mean, as you were, you know, mentioning an overview of each of those, they all kind of, you know, it's like, oh, I resonate with that one. Oh, mm-hmm. I bet you that person is kind of that one. Just before I choose one that really stuck out, can you find, or do you find with the clients that you've worked with, can resonate across a number of those different blueprints? Yeah.
That's funny, because when I teach the live training, that's actually one of the things that people say over and over and over is, Melanie, can I be more than one of these blueprints? So when I take people through the money DNA recoding process, you know, one of the things I always say is, you may actually find that there are certain areas of your life that you will operate differently. And at certain times of your life, you've operated differently. You might graduate from one to another. Mm-hmm. But recognizing that each of the first six has some kind of a vibration that will keep you from reaching your full wealth potential. Mm-hmm. That's really the key. And recognizing when you're slipping into one of those blueprints, and then once you learn the recoding process, you know how to stop yourself and really bring yourself back into Thrive.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. I think the busy addict, and the reason I say that is because many of the listeners who write in and they have questions will often come up and use that term. I'm busy doing lots of things, but what tasks do I work on? And I just feel like I'm on a roller coaster, you know, doing lots of things, but not really generating. So that would be one that would be great just to touch base on a little bit more.
Well, you know, and the busy addict is a little bit of a complex blueprint, because most people who are really busy have the illusion of being successful. Mm-hmm. And in my experience, you know you're a busy addict if your calendar is always full. However, you still feel like you're not making enough money. The cost of what you're having to create for yourself. So the amount of energy, the amount of time, the amount of investment you're making in marketing and your business development and your team and all of the things that go behind it. It just somehow equals out that you're never really profitable. But you're working all the time. You always have things going. And there's a couple of indicators of a busy addict. And one of them is you tend to chase a lot of bright, shiny objects. That's the term I use. Mm-hmm. That, you know, there's always another opportunity, always another idea. And typically, you're jumping ship to the next idea before the one you're focused on makes any money. Mm. So you get bored and restless, and that creativity inside of you kicks in and you think, oh, I'm going to go off and do this. But you never really give anything the chance to fully get optimized and to start delivering results. Another sign of a busy addict is you really can't find ways to take time off. Like, you have bought into the story hook, line, and sinker that or if you take time away, you're going to lose money or something's going to fall apart. And then there's a third kind of a belief system around the busy addict. And this is the one that's the most common, Anne-Marie, and it just really pulls at my gut. Actually, there's two of them. One is that you bought into the story that you have to work hard to be successful.
Yes.
I have to work harder if I'm going to create more money. And the idea that you really could leverage, and the idea that it actually doesn't have to be that way, is so foreign to you that you, again, you're rejecting it because you think there's no way that it can be that way. So that's some of the keys to knowing that you have busy addiction. And you know, the reason why it's so painful is that you typically will spend so much time chasing ideas, chasing opportunities, trying to get more done, but nothing you're doing is really optimized. So, like I said before, the cost is excruciating for you. Mm. And you're not profitable and you're not optimized.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I know that as entrepreneurs, we are passionate about our business and about the work that we do. And as you said, it is so sad that these incredible business owners, because they're keeping themselves so busy and from one thing to another, are really stopping themselves from getting out there in a powerful way. And as you're talking, you know, sometimes as an entrepreneur, that bright, shiny object, the new tool or the new social media platform that's just come out, it can be really tempting. But that's where you really got to be quite focused and saying, well, hang on a sec, what am I really supposed to be working on? And look at that programming that is driving you. So you mentioned the Thrive Blueprint, and as you were describing that, I'm sure all of our listeners were thinking, can I ever kind of change or upgrade from one of my DNAs that I recognize now to, say, the Thrive Money DNA?
Well, yes. Interestingly enough, I detected the Thrive Blueprint at one point in my journey because I didn't have one. I did not get born with a Thrive Blueprint. I was really, you know, I grew up with, an avoider and a spender as parents. So I had this interesting dynamic that was going on. And, you know, what I discovered for myself was that my blueprint was not automatically generating for me a kind of sustainable wealth. And in the beginning, I just, you know, my blueprint was just get by. There was a lot of scarcity. There was a lot of fear. There was a lot of panic and worry around money. And when I had this first, I might call it an awakening to how to recode my money DNA, I was at the point where I was ready to walk away and go back to my corporate job. So the Thrive Blueprint happens, not for very few people does it happen through birth. Most of us have to recognize that we're operating in one of these other blueprints and then make the decision to change the blueprint that runs. And you know, interestingly enough, the blueprint isn't just the thoughts. Mm-hmm. That's part of it. The blueprint is everything from our thinking and our attitude. It has to do with the way we carry ourselves. It has to, you know, our blueprints actually get encoded into our bodies. Mm-hmm. Worry and panic and fear, if that's something you've lived with, you feel it in your body. We create emotional responses. So we have to learn to transform our emotional selves, our thinking selves, and then our habitual selves. So we also have to create new habits and actions to match the blueprint that we want to live in.
Yes.
And that's why I designed this whole process, because I realized I could say affirmations till I was blue in the face, mm-hmm. but unless I had the emotional and the physical and the, you know, the habitual pieces that were changing at the same time, I would start to have some progress, and then like a rubber band, I would sling back to my old ways of being. Mm-hmm. So it required a complete DNA recoding to live in the Thrive and minimize the time, you know, I would slip back into the other blueprints.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that that's such a valid point, because I do know that many people try and do those affirmations and read things over and over again. But we are creatures of habit. And if we have created these habits and, you know, these thought patternings have been with us for years and years and years, often what you might find, and I'm sure, you know, you found this too, Melanie, with your clients, is that when things get a little bit uncomfortable, what do we automatically do? We go back to the place that was safe for us, the place that we know very well, which could be, if it was the busy addict, busying ourselves again because it feels safe. That's what we've known. So I think what you're saying, which is so important to stress, that yes, it's important to, to change our thoughts, but it's also important there's other factors as well, because that's going to give strength and lasting changes in the way that we, our relationship with money and, of course, our money DNA.
Yeah, absolutely. And, there's multiple levels of the recoding. There's the recoding you do inside. There's the recoding you do through changing and creating new systems and learning how to do things differently in your business to reinforce it. And then there's the recoding you do for sustainability. Yeah. Because a lot of people, it's like when you get sick and you think, I should have been eating better. I should have been doing all these other things. I haven't been exercising. Well, many of us get sick because we're not doing the basics right. Mm-hmm. The reason why we get stressed out and we have our patterns come up around money is because we're not nurturing our money DNA. Mm-hmm. And we're only willing to do what works once we realize, oh, my money situation's really screwed up right now. Maybe I better, kind of go back to doing my daily practice, and I need to, start, going back to doing some stuff that works. Well, if you do it all the time and it becomes your habit, then you get to operate at that higher success program all the time. And then you really do automatically generate the level of revenue, the level of impact, the level of success without struggling and without pushing and without trying to force yourself and without manipulating and doing all the gyrations that many of us have learned to do to get ahead.
Well, especially, you were talking about, your parents and, my parents. I think if I would think back, definitely hoarders. They grew up in the war and then they immigrated to New Zealand. So they had to kind of start over again. So they were very careful. So I grew up in a very hoarding environment. And so, your siblings and your parents and perhaps your larger family too, if they're carrying around this money blueprint in that programming and you associate with them, quite a bit as you would with your family, you kind of keep picking up on those, their habits and the things that they say and do. So you're kind of in that environment. So it's really important to recognize that it's going to take a little bit of time, but you can certainly reprogram and recode. I love the terminology that you've used. Melanie, what doesn't work? What have you seen that doesn't really work when it comes to improving income level? Let's say someone knows what to do, but they don't do it. I mean, how can this or does this affect their success?
Well, there's a couple things, and you actually touched on one of them a second ago, and I'm going to kind of bring this back in. But, just on a really practical level, what doesn't work to improve your income level is just like trying to force yourself to be different or trying to, I've seen so many people, really brilliant, really smart, really capable entrepreneurs, get really frustrated because they're beating themselves up all the time because it's not different. Because they're doing all the same things that their mentor or their colleagues or the people they're watching are doing, and it's not working for them. Mm-hmm. So I always say, don't try to force the same level of success on you that someone else is having until you realize if your money DNA is operating at the same frequency as theirs is. So I think that's one thing we have to do. And that's more of the really learning what blueprint you're running and learning what blueprint you need to run in order to duplicate or replicate what someone else is able to pull off. But the other thing is, you just kind of alluded to it, and I'm jumping ahead a little bit in terms of the system, but I think it's really poignant, and that is, you can't hang out and live and breathe with people who are running stories that are in conflict with who you want to be and expect to have a different outcome. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things, this is another mistake that many people make when trying to improve their income level, is they try to do the right things, but they don't change their environment. And I'm not saying you have to like bail out on your family and your friends. This is not a like go, you know, divorce your, you know, your spouse and, you know, bail out on your family. It's not that, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you can't expect to create a new blueprint and live in that blueprint and create a higher level of automatic success, but spend all your time with people that are complaining about not having money and aren't willing to stretch and aren't willing to invest in themselves and aren't willing to change the conversation, because it's a vibrational misalignment. Mm-hmm. And you will either pull back down into their level of what they're capable of creating, or the tension will become so bad that you will be miserable and you will like hate being around them. So it becomes a mismatch energetically when you're pulling your money DNA up into another level and recoding it to expect that you won't make some changes in your environment. And I don't say that that's, it's not a bad thing. It's just be willing to keep your environment, keep adding things into your, the time you spend with people, the conversations you have, the caliber of what you put into your body, all those things. You want to match the level of success in your environment to the level of success you want to create for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. A huge, huge reminder. And I think that when we do recognize that and we surround ourselves in the type of environment that supports us, we find that we really can reprogram. And when we do, when we recode, I love that terminology that you use, when we recode it, that code just gets stronger and stronger. And we can then really resonate with, I'm sure, all of the characteristics of your Thrive Money DNA blueprint, which is really exciting. Now, for people who would like to know more about your Money DNA program, how can they do that? What's the link? Where can they go and find out more?
Sure. I want to add something else to that description. I just remembered a time in my life where this was really, really like a, kind of a funny story is, you know, I used to go into this really beautiful spiritual community all the time. And it's a gorgeous spiritual community here in Los Angeles. And I spent a lot of time there. I was a leader there. I had really wonderful connections. But I realized that so many of these people were broke all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I started to realize that I could love people and enjoy them, but if they were broke all the time, I needed to really kind of inject more of a different consciousness into my day-to-day world. It was when a lot of the changes started to happen. And, you know, I caution people to be really aware of what you allow in, you know, what kind of communications, what kind of media, what kind of information, because I actually hit a really bad spot in my life when we went through the banking crisis a few years ago, and my money DNA cracked because I started to spend time with people who were buying into all the panic and fear of what was going on in the credit card world. And, you know, I had so much of it that hit me all at once. I turned upside down for a while, and it was a really challenging time. Then all of a sudden I realized, like, what am I doing? Yes. There are people thriving right now. Why am I buying into all their stories about lack and limitation when it's not the truth? So I just wanted to really reinforce that and let you know that you have a choice of what you let in, and that will have a huge impact on your ability to rise above any challenging times in your life financially. It has everything to do with what you're doing with your mind and how well you work your money DNA. Yeah. So, and I would love to give you a gift. I would love to share a gift with you that, you know, is from my heart to you, because I know what it's like to feel frustrated with not knowing how to change your situation and wanting answers and not knowing where to turn and having tried. I've had people that go through money DNA and they say, Melanie, I have been like following this stuff for years and years and years and nothing's ever worked. Why will this be different? And I say, well, try it. And it is. And on the other side, they realize it's different. So if you go to money-dna.com/webinar, I have a free training where I go in depth into the blueprints, into, you know, how your money DNA is created. And I give you some exercises and some very simple strategies. And, you know, I tell you how to recode your money DNA. And, you know, if you want to take some next steps, that's there for you as well. But the training, if you go through that training, you will find, and it's free, that training will change your life and it will tell you exactly what you need to be doing differently. And I would love for you to have that as a resource that you can use over and over and over again.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Now, we'll put a link on the show notes. So all you need to do is go to ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES113 and you'll be able to get through to that link, and we'll put all of the other links to be able to get in contact with Melanie as well. Melanie, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom on this topic. I think it's such a great reminder that, you know, we may be doing all of the right things. However, we haven't really checked out our programming and the beliefs that we have around money, the stories that we're telling ourselves. And as you've just mentioned, the environment, where are we hanging out? What are we allowing to be absorbed in our mind? You know, what are we putting in our bodies? Are they aligned, you know, with the money blueprint that we really want and the money DNA that we really want to drive us forward? And certainly encourage people to go and sign up for your webinar, which of course is money-dna.com/webinar. So thank you so much once again for coming on the show.
You've been listening to the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. Do you want to promote your business to tens of thousands of other ambitious entrepreneurs, both nationally and internationally? I invite you to reach out and learn more about our customized sponsorship packages by emailing beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com. That's beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com, and we'll send you out further details.